You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's up? I'm about to let something out that people with a lot of connections here warned me not to do. And I'm afraid that this is going to piss a lot of people off. But I've just got to tell you something. And I just can't hold this inside anymore. You know, I probably shouldn't even do this. But I can't freaking take this anymore, you guys and gals and peoples. You know, something's been bothering me for a long time, you know, and I've been wanting to say it, you know. Quite honestly, people are gonna hate me for this. But if I don't tell someone, I'm gonna go absolutely nuts. So, I guess the risk is worth telling you over. So, here's what I'm bursting at the seams to tell you. Okay. Whew, all right. Well, all right, here goes nothing. I love Juneau, Alaska. Oh my gosh, I love it here. And I was warned, you're probably like, oh my God, why? You know, but I really was warned not to say this. But I freaking love it in this place. It is so beautiful. You have no idea. Everybody's so freaking nice. I'm telling you, everybody is so nice. But, you know, it's like, I was told like this. Okay. I was like, man, it's so awesome here. Yeah, but, don't be telling everybody else, man. But how can I not? I know that person was joking, all right, you know, and I was just kidding, you know, about, oh my God, I probably shouldn't say this. But dude, like, how can I not tell everybody about how beautiful this place is? It's so awesome. It's so cool. Hey, speaking of cool, we're gonna talk about cool kids. And I'm not talking about here. Well, okay, like, yes I am, but this is everywhere. Like, I grew up in school with dealing with the cool kid crowd and whatever, right? But like, I don't know, like something hit me today and it was like, oh my God, you gotta do a podcast about that. Cause it was funny. It was a funny situation. And given in light of the recent controversy between a CNN reporter and a random dude, is that, how do I put this? I don't know, the whole cool kid thing is a bit ridiculous to me. Cause I saw like a cool kid scenario kind of play out in front of me, you know, and it was funny and it was cute, but it was like it made something click in my head and I was all like, oh my God, that would be so funny. Okay, so, cause it's true, what I saw is the equivalent of what's going on like in the whole world right now. It's not just here, it's not just where I saw it at. It's none of that. It's this is it right here. Okay. I'm gonna describe to you the situation. Alright, so there were these kids playing and they were playing tag, you know, chasing each other, whatever. Oh, you're it. But when they first started, they were gonna pick somebody to be it, right? So they were like, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, not it. Something like that. And so all the kids said it, right? Now, I wasn't paying attention to who said that. I just happened to notice, you know, I was in the close vicinity, right? And I just happened to notice that they were saying that, and it caught my attention whenever they were like, oh my God, not it, not it, you know? But one of them is a girl, and she's the only one, right? She's the only girl in the whole crowd. And they're like, you're it. And she's like, no, I'm not. And they're like, no, you're it. And they're like, no, you're it. It didn't matter what she said, you know? But she was like, but I said, you know, and I guess it was not it or whatever you were supposed to say to make it to where you weren't it, right? and you didn't have to chase people. But even though, now, she could have been lying, you know what I'm saying? And maybe she didn't really say it and blah, blah, blah. But who cares, right? That's not the point here. The point I'm trying to make is that, let's say she was right, okay? Because in my mind, I was all like, wow, she's not getting a fair trial. And I mean, this is just a kid deal, you know? I'm not judging it. I'm just laughing at the scenario because of the way everything went down. It was like, she had an excuse as to why she wasn't it, right? And it was not even really an excuse. It was like an explanation, I guess, right? Let's say her explanation was valid and she was right, okay? She still took it like a champ, I guess you could say, and chose to be it, right? Because she wanted to fit in. And let's say that she was lying about saying she wasn't it. Let's say that that was just because she wanted to fit in. Now, there's no telling of whether she was telling the truth or not, because I wasn't paying attention. I don't care, you know, it's just a bunch of kids playing. But like I said, there was just those two moments that caught my attention. And then it was just like, whatever, you know, and they're all playing their game and stuff. But, you know, and I'm minding my own. But the point I'm trying to make here is that she was just like, forget it, I'm in, all right, whatever. You know, she didn't care. And I'm going to go ahead and relate to that in a way that's going to kind of open your mind. Let's say, I'll just throw CNN out there because they've already got a stupid rap as it is. You know, they've got a bad reputation. And let's say a CNN reporter is on the news and they're like, this guy's a terrorist. Meh. You know, they don't show any proof, right? It's just like they've got a picture up there and they're pointing to it. They're like, this guy, he's a terrorist. Yeah. And then somebody on TV calls in, right? So then they have to answer the phone, right? This is all hypothetical. It's a hypothetical scenario. And the person answers the phone and they're like, yeah, what do you want? We got a caller. And the caller's like, yeah, I just want to ask, like, how is it true that, like, he's not president anymore? Like, how do you know? And they're like, because, you know, he didn't say not it. And so now he's not president. And then they're like, okay. And they just go with it. And they believe it. And that's kind of like the cool kid scenario broken down. Now, you might be looking at this and being like, what? How does that relate to that? Bear with me, I'm getting there. Okay, so I'm gonna take a local cool kid scenario that I was wrapped in. I'm not gonna name any names, but Dylan, Richard. Okay, so anyways, like, they're like, oh, he did this. And the boss is like, are you sure? And whenever I say boss, I'm talking about the general manager, right? And so, like, it's a weird scenario because, like, how do I say this? I'm sorry, I'm trying to think of how to say this. It's because, like, just because they said that that happened doesn't make it true, right? Like, there would have to be some verifiable proof, of course, you know? I mean, whether there be a setup or whatever, you know what I mean? Either way, there'd have to be proof that, like, you know, Trump wasn't president no more. Or I did something, right? Which, I mean, I didn't. You know, I'm not like that. I don't have any reason to go out and do something stupid like that. You know, or bother anybody that hasn't bothered me in the first place. You know, that's just ridiculous. That's what a crazy person would do. You know, there would have to be something there, right? I mean, this is for anybody. There would have to be something there for it to be believable. Duh, right? You have to have proof. You can't just go around saying, oh my God, you know what? That guy's insane. Like, am I wrong? Because what if it turns out that you're not insane? But then again, who isn't a little bit crazy? Both very valid points, but without that proof, I mean, you really got nothing, do you? I mean, you really don't. You can say me stating my opinion is crazy all you want, but what's that gonna do for you? Is it gonna make me look crazy? because, you know, it's kind of ridiculous that this whole cool kid scenario is like, it's widespread. It's spreading like wildfire. And what a cool kid will do would, you know, and I fell for this plenty of times, and that's why I'm speaking from experience here. What a cool kid will do is convince you that you need to do something, right? You don't want to do it. You know that you'll get in trouble for doing it. But you do it anyway, because, you know, you want to impress the
cool kids.
But then what you do is they'll get you in trouble, and guess who's not responsible for what you just did? Well, it's obvious. The answer is
the cool kids.
And let me tell you, coming from somebody who used to run with the cool kids like that, the trouble you end up getting into for it is really not worth it. Let me ask you something. How much do you make an hour? Let's say it's $30 and up. If you make $30 an hour or more, and you've trained for this job for a long time, you've invested a lot of money into your career, but now you're trying to impress the
cool kids,
and you lose that job as a result of you trying to impress them, how do you think you're gonna feel afterwards? I mean, honestly, how are you gonna feel afterwards? If this all comes crashing down on top of your head, are you gonna feel smart? Or, I mean, really, how's that gonna make you feel? Because, you know, the last time somebody tried to screw me over like that, it didn't work out too well for them. They thought that they were gonna be able to keep doing what they were doing, that they were protected, this, that, and the other. But turns out that that wasn't the case. So, I mean, just like I'm gonna take my own advice, but like, pick and choose your battles. If I was you, I would. I'd pick and choose your battles. And now I'm not saying, oh, I'm tough, oh, I'm big and bad, and this and that. I'm just saying that I don't take getting screwed over in such a way by somebody who thinks that they are an authoritative figure over me so lightly. Things don't work out so well for that person in the long run. Somebody finds out what you did, and you end up paying the price, whatever that may be. I don't know what it is, but the last person, they got their license taken away from them. And that's really all I'm gonna say about that. Like I said, I'm not gonna name any names or anything, even though I could. I could name so many names and I could say so much right now. I really could. But out of respect for people and their careers and their opinions, I'm not going to. I'm a lot smarter than that. Well, thank you for listening. And I'd just like to say to anybody who's going through physical abuse and you're getting harmed right now, and people are trying to make you look crazy because of something you know or something they don't like about you, or if you're just going through a really rough time right now because of somebody else, because of something somebody else wants to do or get away with, and you're getting beat on and hurt and victimized and who knows, maybe even persecuted. Maybe you're getting indicted. Maybe you're having lies thrown at you about you. I just want to say that I love you and I'm sorry that you're going through this. And now we pray. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the malice and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do you, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the divine power, thrust into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Java, I pray in your name, Java. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Please forgive us for our trespasses, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Amen. In Jehovah's name I pray. If you're wondering what I mean by Java, I'm not talking about coffee. I'm gonna kind of take you to school here during this last half of my song. So, you know, a lot of people don't even want to say the name of the Roman translation of our Savior, who happens to be Jeshua, which would be equivalent to Joshua. But they don't even say the JC because they feel that's a false idol. And the original name of what you call God is spelled YHVH, not with a W. And another thing that's been weighing heavily on my mind is, you know, people say that the Son of Man is Lord. No, that's wrong. There is only one Lord, and the Bible says that the only Lord is Jehovah.